before the artwork has been around. It's no surprise that it's become more popular in the last few years. It's always fun to have somebody to come to sing that. I know it's difficult for state representatives to return to their home district and get an info about how wasteful state government is and how large the budget is. And it seems that favorite target is the state employees. I encourage you to figure out some other job to get for a seat when you get re-up back here in your wherever your home business might be. The effect is that in election year we respond to the public pressure for more and better services, but there are fewer resources to go around where the rubber meets the road, and it becomes a particular problem. Because the more pressure you put on the public employees to provide more services for less money, or the poorer job they become capable of doing, and the more upset the populace gets, and it really is time to start looking at whole programs rather than just across the board cuts. It's in the public interest that a qualified employee to do those jobs that the public has demanded. Another point made to the state bank, it was a quick industrial town, and our state budget was what the people in entries and state banks are earning on an annual basis now. So I understand the growth of state government probably is greater than anybody, and the fact that it's going to have to go the other direction is there are just not enough people in the state to support this kind of budget, even if we had a appropriate income tax. But I don't think the answer is across the board cuts to employees. And I would appreciate your careful consideration and perhaps going the other direction. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick, for your testimony. Do we have anyone else in State Bank who wishes to testify? Do we have anyone else in Anchorage who wishes to testify?
No one here at this time.
And anyone else in that too? We hear none, then we're going to come back to Juneau here and recognize Mr. Snowden.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, I'm Art Snowden, Administrative Director of the Judicial Branch of Government. I would just like to put on the record that our employees have and always have worked up to 40 hours without overtime. I would also like to put on the record that our employees are the lowest paid employees in state government. 75% of our employees are ranked 14 or under. Now, that's not because they're underpaid, it's because of the nature of their job. I understand that. But now I see that we're looking at a 40-hour mandatory work week when our employees who are not organized, not unionized, don't take breaks in the morning, don't take breaks in the afternoon, which most of the unions do get in the executive branch. And we have not had a pay raise, and I don't know how long. The unions got a pay raise 2 or 3 years ago. The non-coverage didn't get it, so not only are we considering lengthening the mandatory day for the lowest paid employees in the state, but they haven't had a pay raise and everybody else got one. Fact is, I'm fairly confident that we will have a union by next year because it's been over 4 or 5 years since we've had a pay raise. And I think our employees work very hard, and they're the pay is not so very high in the judicial branch of government, and I don't think our employees should be forced to work longer when they haven't had a pay raise in so long without some type of compensation. And I just wanted to put that on the record.
Representative Dunn?
How would the legislation force them to work longer if they already work 40 hours?
They don't get overtime for after 40 hours. They work 37 and a half regular. The federal government does not demand that you pay overtime until after 40 hours. We have never paid overtime until the federal government has required it. So we've never paid overtime until after 40 hours. In many executive branch unions, they are guaranteed a 15-minute break in the morning, another one in the afternoon. Employees have no such break. They come in the morning, work all day, go home. So we're already working a half hour more a day than those who are unionized in other branches of the government.
Any other questions? Thank you. Do we have anyone else who wishes to be heard on this subject today? We will close the meeting. Do we have anyone here on the committee who wishes to make any closing comments?
Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Martin?
I don't know what your plans are, but
I think education is extremely valuable, and I think we just to stick our heads in the sand because of fear of election well-being and so on. And a lot of people say it's election year, and this is the reason why it's up. Well, anyone that knows the system, election year is every year. Because though you say, I do, you're probably running for re-election, so that's minor. And I do think that there is a very valuable issue here for the public as well as the legislature by introduction of such legislation. And in that realm, I'm thinking that we should. We have been privileged today to hear an awful lot from state employees or representatives and commissioners and so on, and knowing the gives and takes of establishing working conditions. And I think it's very valuable for other legislatures. And even though the bill doesn't, may not pass, a lot of bills are introduced for the sake and for the evaluation of education and making public aware of the conditions of whether it be subsistence or building a new bridge or whatever. And I'd like to pursue the idea of allowing such a piece of legislation like this to go forth and being taken up by the Labor and Commerce Committee or Labor Committee and allow the education process to continue.
Yeah, I guess my summary is, with a statement I oftentimes make too, the more you know about a subject, the more you don't know. I thought this meeting that we've had this morning was very valuable in helping to bring a lot of the, I guess, technical details in relation to the state and its employees. We as legislators oftentimes hear from the public. This day was an opportunity today to hear from the state employees and their representatives. There was an opportunity to hear from the administration. There was an opportunity to hear about what collective bargaining processes are taking place and which ones are not, how it affects para, and what each side's responsibility is in regards to it. And for those reasons alone, I think the meeting this morning was very valuable. However, I do not think the question has really gone away, but I think we've established a working relationship where we can continue then to get together and just see if there's some way in which we can work with each other in order to provide a system here that I guess is, in my opinion only, in tune to the financial situation that we have in the state of Alaska today. And with that, then I want to thank everyone around the teleconference network and here in the committee room for the comments today. It's much appreciated, and I look forward to continuing working with you because we're all Alaskans and we all have to pull in the same direction in order to meet our future needs. So thank you very, very much for being here today, and thank you for your time and for your testimony.
All right.